What kinds of disease is the report referring to?
The report looks at a whole range of different diseases, some that we've known for millennia and others that are new and emergent diseases. Some of the old diseases like tuberculosis or brucellosis, foot and mouth disease, some of the more new or novel diseases such as Nipah or Hendra, H1N1, H5N1, avian influenza. And also looking at it from a different angle are some of those zoonotic diseases, those that are transmissible between animals and humans, as well as the non-zoonotic diseases such as African swine fever or foot and mouth disease that affect people's lives indirectly.
Why are these diseases spreading?
Well, I think many factors are contributing to the emergence, spread, and maintenance of these diseases. Most causes are man-made, whether it's globalization of trade, the amount of movement that occurs in this globalized world, climate change, fragmentation of natural environments through roadways or dams. For example, encroachment, when we enter into a pristine environment, we as humans, let's say, are entering into what was a normal cycle of a pathogen and its host, but we as humans are entering into a place that we had never been before, and therefore we could be susceptible to that particular disease. If we are raising livestock, we are introducing livestock into a wildlife habitat, and so there could be some instabilities, and disease emergence is one manifestation of that.
And what is the role of livestock in reference to these diseases?
Across the world, livestock contribute 43% of agricultural GDP. Some countries more, such as, let's say, Mauritania or Sudan, New Zealand, where it can be above 80%, and other countries much less, which means that they need to import animals to meet that demand of their society. These diseases cripple a nation's economy. It's like foot and mouth disease. You are kept out from being able to do trade with countries that do not have the disease. It erodes a nation's economy through inefficiencies. Animals that are sick do not produce as much as those that are healthy. So less milk or less quality milk, weight loss, inability to find markets, that affects a community's livelihood as well. If we're looking at foot and mouth disease, which doesn't affect humans directly, but it could kill a young calf, and a family has a cow and a calf, and that calf dies, that's 50% mortality. That's a hardship for the family. So these diseases have a strong impact upon a family's livelihood, a community's future.
And what needs to be done to combat these diseases?
To combat these diseases, it's not only about veterinarians working together with physicians. It's about bringing economists and sociologists, biologists, to look at this complex problem of health, global health, safety of the food chain, why decisions are being made. Bring in the ministers planning or ministers of finance, because health is for all.